You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I am your host, Misty Noel, and I have a great show, so let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I do hope the road is treating you well again this week. You know, it's hot out there. I know, like, I'm in the South, and y'all know it's just a little bit ridiculous right now. I'm ready for those cooler temperatures. I'm ready for fall, and the leaves start changing, and pumpkin spice everything. I know I'm such a girl that way, right? But I have a really different, not totally different show for you. I just have some new information out. We've been going on with the whole business management breakdown spiel for a bit, and I kind of wanted to break it down and look at something different today. We're going to be talking about web-based technology, mainly because that's what TruckLogix is. TruckLogix is a web-based business management program, and so we're going to kind of go into what that means and the advantages and just how different it is from that traditional software that a lot of people are used to using. We're also going to talk about, you know, right now is a huge month and week for a lot of regulation decisions that are going on right now. And I'm talking, you know, speed limiters and e-log stuff. A lot of final, not final decisions, but big decisions about that stuff is being made this week. So we're going to kind of quickly discuss that stuff. It's a super hot topic that stresses a lot of people out, and we're not about that life. So I'm going to just give you the information you need to know so you can go and like voice your opinions in the right places. And then I want to talk to get back into the health and wellness stuff that I usually like to say for the second half of the show. And this time we're going to be talking about like diet and a really great diet for truckers. And I'm surprised nobody's put this interesting spin on it that I have ready for you, and we're going to get into that too. So let's start out with talking about the main topic today, which is advantages of using a web-based business management program like TruckLogix to manage your trucking business. Now, you know, in the past few shows, the TruckLogix crew has been going over some great information in the business management breakdown series that we started putting out. And we just wanted to show you how to get like specific figures and what they mean and what you can use them for. And it's always good to have this specific knowledge about your business. So at any point in time, if somebody asks you a question or if you need to know what your cost per mile has been for the past 3 weeks, you need to know that stuff, and TruckLogix can help you figure all that stuff out pretty quickly. As long as you've been putting in the right information from your dispatches, you can get all that stuff pretty quick. But we haven't really tackled the big topic of using web-based technology to manage your business. So you know what? That's exactly what we're discussing today. And we got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. Now, the big question is, what does web-based mean? The simplest explanation is also the best. Web-based means that it is based on the web. I know, right? It's simple. That's really seriously all it is. Traditional software, now this is anything that you have to purchase and download or install on your computer. So traditional software has a lot of disadvantages, like installation can only be used on one computer and is not accessible from any location. Another big drawback is the industry is constantly changing, and traditional software just, it can't keep up. And especially for truckers, you guys are on the move. Like having something that can only be used on one laptop or one computer, just, I mean, it doesn't work for you. It's just not efficient. It's not convenient. And if something happens, goodness forbid, you know, maybe you spill that cup of coffee through the keyboard, or if it gets stolen, all that info's gone. I mean, so traditional software really, once you line everything up, all the disadvantages, I mean, it's not gonna work for you. It won't. So now with a web-based program, you don't have to download anything. You don't have to make any updates on your end. It's accessible from any computer and from any location. And you have the added benefit of amazing customer service. Okay, well, I can't speak for all web-based programs, but if you've ever called into TruckLogix or are interested, we have the best customer support crew. I mean, hands down, if there was an award, I know we'd always win it. I like to brag a little because I'm on that crew and I help a lot of you guys out, especially, you know, when you call. Like, we're always there and we can always find a solution to whatever issue you're having. I want to go over some of the points I just made a second ago about, like, you don't have to download anything and stuff, because I mean, you just need to, you can say something, but then if you don't really understand what that means, then it doesn't stick, you know what I mean? So when I say that you don't have to download anything on a web-based program, that's just what it is, especially with TruckLogix. It's, you don't have to download anything onto your computer, so you don't jeopardize the security or anything like that, or you don't take up any space, because it's all web-based. You just type in a web page. That's where you're going to be going. So there is nothing extra you have to purchase or install to use the program. Now, I mean, there's some added features, like especially if you want to do IFTTT filing, things like that. Now, those would be additional features to add on to your subscription, but it's nothing additional, like you're not downloading any Flash players or Java or anything like that. Like, you don't have to do all that like maintenance stuff. And that's kind of brings me into the next one. It's like, you don't have to worry about updating the program. With traditional software, usually you have to take care of that maintenance. You have to update it. Or if there's a new version for your computer, I mean, it's stuff that you have to take care of. And it's a big hassle, it's inconvenient, and it takes time, and nobody has that. So with TruckLogix or a web-based program at all, like, you don't have to install anything. You don't have to update anything. It's like, we take care of all of that. You know, it's a hassle and a pain, and then you know what to do to have to update programs and stuff. You've done it probably in the past, and you don't need to do it. So when you use TruckLogix, we handle all the technical maintenance, and we do all the updating, and we make sure that you know about it. Most of the time, we update the program actually based on feedback we hear from you. So in the trucking industry, there are a lot of special little things owner operators and fleet managers need to manage their business better, and we want to make sure we have it. So if you get in there and start messing around in TruckLogix and you see that there's like a certain report or there's a particular feature for invoices or dispatches that you need that is not available, what's great, you just give us a call and let us know, and we will do everything in our power to make sure we get that added for you. And so you're not going to have that type of customer service with any traditional software, because it's already done. Like, there's no way they can change it. So that is a huge drawback, especially in the trucking industry, because there's all kinds of little things that you guys need. And we want to make sure it's there and available for you at a very cost-effective price, you know what I'm saying? So another big feature with web-based programs is their accessibility, which is amazing. So any program you have to install can usually only be installed one time and only on one computer. So for anyone in the trucking industry, that's just not going to work for you. So TruckLogix, as well as any other web-based program, doesn't have to be installed. You can access your TruckLogix account on any computer and from any location. TruckLogix is unique in that we even offer a mobile app where you can view your dispatches, check your location on a map, you can record expenses and capture receipts with the camera. So like, you have that like for sure documentation that that's what it was. And there's so much more you can do on it. And we're consistently adding new features and stuff to our mobile app, usually based on the feedback we hear from you guys. So it's really handy when you're on the road. If you just need to check your dispatch, make sure you got directions right, or you need to look at the map or something, it's all right there. So you don't have to be using a lot of different stuff. You just use one app and all the information you need is right there in front of your face. Seriously, one of the most frequently asked questions that I know I've received and everyone else on the TruckLogix team has received, and the one that's frequently ask online is web-based technology secure? I mean, truth is, it's actually safer than traditional software. I know, right? You wouldn't think, but it totally is. If you have installed a program on your laptop and something happens to it, then that's all she wrote. I mean, there's no way to fix it. You can't get that stuff back. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. You just have to kind of eat it, you know what I mean? And then, so not many computers are even backed up properly or updated as frequently as they should. And this creates a big security problem. So web-based technology is always updated. It's backed up daily. And your information is stored on a secure server. And I mean like Fort Knox lockdown secure. This stuff is hardcore. I mean, nobody's going to be getting into it. So if anything ever happens to your computer or your laptop, none of your information is lost, ever. Like, it's always going to be there, saved on a server. You know, you'll always be able to access it from any device, basically, that you need to. So while we are on the topic of security real quick, I just wanted to talk about some password info. Now, password etiquette tells us that the more unique and complex your password is, the harder it is to crack. You know, what makes a password unique and complex is that it includes numbers, symbols, capital and lowercase letters, and isn't a dictionary word. Like, no word that you can find in the dictionary, because they have programs out there that are designed to figure out passwords. That's what these hackers use. And usually they run through words that are in a dictionary. So you really need to stay away from words like that. I mean, children and dogs' names will be way easier for someone to crack. So you want to pretend like you are Secret Agent Man and come up with something not even a CIA could figure out. And then try not to forget it. But if you do, there's always that wonderful forgot password button, so you can just always create another one. And I know I actually have a lot of friends who do that all the time. Every time they log into something, they'll create a new password. I mean, just, it seems like a little excessive and overwork for me, but that's just how they like it. Sum it all up, you know, web-based technology is really more efficient than traditional software. It's much more customized, accessible, and provides a higher standard of customer support. You know, TruckLogix is an amazing example of how web-based technology benefits the trucking industry. I mean, the whole world is functioning online because it's more efficient. And as a truck driver, TruckLogix will be your favorite tool because it's one program that does a million different things. So you're never going to be left behind with TruckLogix. Now, if you do want to know more about how TruckLogix works, please just contact the TruckLogix crew. We'd love to hear from you and set you up with a free 15-day trial and personally walk you through the program and show you all the cool stuff that it can do. So you can either go to the website, trucklogix.com. You can give us a call at 704-234-6946. Or you can always shoot us an email at support@trucklogix.com. And we will definitely get back in touch with you and make sure you get set up and ready to go. Real quick, because I don't want to raise nobody's blood pressure and put you on like a straight shot to Angry Town. But if you've been paying attention to all the truck and news magazines, I mean, they're all over this topic. So you can definitely go there to get the information you need. And what I'm talking about is the rule to require speed limiters. That is being decided on this week. If you're listening at another time, you know that's probably changed. But in the e-log ruling, that's expected to come up real soon, actually, by the end of the month, I believe is what they're saying. So nothing is out. The big problem with the speed limiters, I mean, there's a major issue with them anyway. But what they're having trouble on deciding is whether or not they should implement this on trucks that are already on the road or new trucks that will be made in the future. And it just, I don't know, it's killing me because speed limiters, they're really dangerous. I think they're a danger on the road. I mean, the people that are kind of making the decisions, you know, I don't think they've ever been out on the road are on interstates for a long period of time having to deal with trucks that have these speed limiters and you can't get around them. And so people are trying to get by, and that just increases road rage, and people are trying to fly by like, you know, they're a bat out of hell. And this just, I think it's a big danger. I think they cause a lot more problems than they think that they're fixing. Especially when you got two trucks that have speed limiters and one's trying to pass the other on the highway and they really can't because they can't go faster than what, 65? And so the cars are having to like figure out how they can get around the two trucks trying to pass each other. And it's just, it's a big old mess, right? Like my explanation, that's basically what speed limiters are, just big old mess. And so I know a lot of people are hoping that it's just going to be maybe on newer trucks that come out, because if they mandate this on trucks currently on the road, man, that's so much money to get that. I mean, a lot of guys are already having to go through that carb stuff. Like, you don't want to have to go through this mess too. So definitely check out, if you're part of a trucking association, they should have this information on there. I know OIDA is all over this stuff because they don't want this stuff to go down. And there's definitely places where you can voice your opinions and your concerns and your issues. And do know that any ruling they make, there's like a 2-year period where they test stuff. So whatever ruling they do come up with, it's not something that's going to happen like right now. It's going to be a little bit down the road. So do just, if this like makes your blood pressure boil a bit, just remember that part. Like, you still have that 2 years, that buffer period, where there is not going to be a final decision on it. It's kind of going to be like a test thing to see how it goes. And we all know that it's not going to go well. But the people in government that makes these decisions that have no idea what it's like to be out on the road, they might need your input. So definitely check out OIDA. I know Overdrive Online has links and information about where you can go and everything like that. And then by the end of this month, they're supposed to be coming up something to do the e-log. I don't know if a full decision, I think it might be pushed back until September actually, but the e-log ruling stuff is coming up, and I mean, that doesn't look too great either. So definitely get out and voice your opinions, or at least educate yourself on what this stuff means for you, because I mean, it's some big changes, and I mean, it doesn't look all positive from our end. So make sure and just know what's going on. All right. So that's all like the weird stuff I have. Not weird, but the more controversial issues. So I do want to just remind you real quick. I know I keep doing it every single week, but it's because I know you guys, y'all are waiting till the last minute to get your 2290s done. a lot of people have been calling in these past few days just because we are getting to the end of the month. That 22 deadline is actually by the end of August. It's going to be here quick, fast, and in a hurry. So if you still have not paid it, I have a wonderful website where you can go to e-file this. Hopefully you have your EIN number. If you don't, then I mean, there's other options for you, and you can always give us a call to find out what they are. But I do want to tell you about ExpressTruckTax.com is a wonderful IRS authorized e-file provider of the 2290 plus all the amendments and the 8849. So do check it out. It's one of the fastest ways to get your 2290s done, and you'll get your Schedule 1 back within a few, like, right now, since there's so many people doing it, it might be a little bit longer, but it's usually within a few minutes, actually, you'll get that back. And you can have it automatically set up to go to a company you're leased onto or wherever it needs to go. So definitely check them out. And I have some more information on them right now.
It's time to get in gear and e-file your Form 2290 with Express Truck Tax. Enjoy the benefit of avoiding millions of taxpayers and let our expert Express Truck Tax team personally guide you through the entire process. E-filing Form 2290 allows you to find out how much tax you'll owe now so you can pay by August 31st. Dial 704-234-6005 and let's get this over with. ExpressTruckTax.com is the best e-file provider of IRS Form 2290 heavy vehicle use tax. When you e-file your 2290 with Express Truck Tax, there's no guesswork and no stress. As soon as you hit transmit, you can rest assured knowing you'll receive your Stamp Schedule 1 notification the instant your return is processed. You can even e-file on the road with our Express Truck Tax app, available for Apple and Android devices. Never wait in long lines at the IRS office ever again. Head on over to ExpressTruckTax.com today and enjoy stress-free e-filing of your heavy vehicle use taxes.
Okay, so we're back with the health and wellness bit. I might change this up in the future, but I always feel like it's good to talk about something different, like in the second half, because, you know, we go through some really technical things. Now let's talk about a little some lifestyle things. How about some lifestyle choices? I know that got a little strange, but I want to talk about, you know, diets and stuff. It's always weird to say the word diet, because a lot of times, especially truckers, y'all are like, man, I don't want to hear this mess. But I mean, a lot of you guys' health is a big concern for you right now, especially if you just went and seen the doctor and they gave you some bad news. Maybe you're pre-diabetic or something. I mean, it's just, it's not the best time for you, is it? But, you know, diets, when you look at the big span of what's available and what people have been putting out there, it's a little overwhelming, to say the least. And especially, you know, some of us, we've tried most of them, at least giving them a shot. I say give any diet that you're at least interested in, you can always give it 110% for a week. Because, I mean, what's a week going to do, right? Now, I know myself, like, I've tried a lot of diets just because, you know, weight's always been an issue. I am a girl and it kind of gets on my mind sometimes. But lately, you know, my whole mindset's been changing because I, frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn. But lately, I look at more dieting stuff like as a health issue because I do want to be healthy. I want to live for a while because I got a brand new Ford Mustang GT and I want to enjoy driving it for as long as possible. So one of my favorite diets, and this is one that I just continue, it's more of a lifestyle change. I just kind of stick to it, and this is just how I eat. And that I'm talking about the paleo diet. You might have heard about it from a few of your friends or something like that, but I love to think of it as, especially this is the perfect diet to market to truckers. One, because you can say, be like, eat like a man, like a caveman. Like, how doesn't that sound a little intriguing to you? Aren't you like, well, okay, I'll listen. Like, what do you mean? Right? It gets you hooked a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm an ace at marketing. But this diet is very special because one, it is simple. It's one you don't really have to think about. You don't deal with any frozen meals. You don't have to count up any of those stupid points. You don't have to think about calories at all. I mean, the only thing you need to know is about kind of the things that you really aren't considered part of the paleo diet. I can get my words out. So basically what the paleo diet is, it's a diet based on the types of food presumed to have been eaten by early humans. These are, you know, cave people. Now this really, y'all are gonna love this, what it contains, right? It consists mainly of meat, fish, vegetables, fruit, and it excludes dairy, grain products, and processed food. So, I mean, it's extremely healthy for one thing, and it's simple because all you got to think about is your meat or your fish or something and some vegetables. Now, you want to take out just regular potatoes. That's not really part of it, but sweet potatoes are allowed in, you know, in moderation. But all the other vegetables, man, go for it. Just eat them up. And that's what I really like about this diet because, I mean, I don't process dairy that well anyway. So, and I love almond milk and it's accessible really now at any grocery store. And I promise you it's a lot better than regular dairy because our bodies naturally aren't meant to process milk and dairy and things like that. So it's always weird. when dealing with that stuff. So it's always good to like just cut it out for a bit and see how you feel. I promise you're going to feel loads different if you're used to drinking milk a lot, like on a daily basis. If you can still have it, but just you drink almond milk instead. So simple right there already, yeah? Now with your meats and stuff, super easy. You can have steak, you can have chicken, you can have bacon, but you want to bake it in an oven. You don't really want to fry it up. Fish, there's a couple of fish that you really don't want, but I mean, mainly your salmon, your halibut, things like that. These are great, great fish to get because there's so many omega-3s and all the other stuff that's in it. And what's really great about the paleo diet is you can get into some food prepping and you will be golden on the road. And that's what I love. I'm a big planner. I prep a lot of the food, and like a lot of it, it's not prep like cooking wise. Like you can cook some stuff if you want it cooked, but especially like for dinners and things, but for lunches and stuff, I don't really cook my food. I'll eat it raw. And then you can just put like some seasoning or something on your meat and your fish. Like I cook the meat, I promise. But you can put a little bit of seasoning or something on your vegetables that's like sodium free. So you want to cut out as much salt as possible. But this stuff is super easy, and you can just like go ahead and whip up like 3 or 4 days worth of cut up vegetables and just have some cooked chicken, and there you go. Or you can have some cooked steak. I'm telling you, it's easy, and that's what makes this diet so great, especially for truckers, because you're getting a lot of fresh nutrients. Because I know a lot of you guys, you're deprived of all those nutrients and vitamins and minerals that you need just to function on a daily basis and have good cognitive function so you can pay attention and focus well. A lot of you guys aren't getting that in on the road because you're not eating your fruits and vegetables, for one. And then you're not eating like a good source of protein, like anything fried. Just say no. Just say no to fried food. I mean, maybe set you out like a cheat meal where you can have whatever your little heart desires. But other than that, you know, try doing something healthy. And I'm not saying, don't think about this as like, I'm going to do this for the next 3 months. Don't do it that way, because I promise you're going to set yourself up to fail. The best way to do it, do some research on it, you know, make up your own mind. And if you decide that you want to try this diet or another diet or something else, but I'm telling you, the paleo is the way to go for a man. You're going to love it. Just think, like sit down, plan out your food, and it's going to be so easy for you. You don't have to count anything. You don't have to measure anything. You just got to make sure and eat the right stuff, and you're going to feel so much better. And you don't want to think about it for 3 months, 2 months, a month. I'm going to do this for the next like 90 days, something like that. Don't think of it that way. 1 week. I'm telling you, 5 days, Monday to Friday. That's what you need to think in terms of when you're trying any type of new diet at first, because if you can do it for 1 week, you can do it for two. If you can do it for 2 weeks, you can do it for three. Or, you know, if that's too much, think about it for a day. You're going to do the paleo diet for 1 day. I'm serious. And if you can get through it, then you do the next day. And that way you're going to succeed. I promise you. That's how I did it. I had to seriously break it down day at a time. I had to, you know, I'm going to eat paleo. I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables and meats today. And then tomorrow I might, like I'd always say, I really want a hamburger. But no, I'm going to eat right today. And then the next day you're going to want to eat right again because you just feel better. Okay. So that's just my little spiel on that. And remember, drink tons of water. Do it bodybuilder style. Carry around that gallon and just fill it up with water. And you want to make sure and get that gallon down every day. I promise you, that'll make you feel a lot better too. And that is all I have for you today. Hopefully I didn't ramble on too much, but I probably did. But it's okay. Now I'm working on some real good stuff for you next week. And I would love it if there's anything you want me to cover or a diet you want me to try and let you know what I think about it or anything like that. Do hit me up on the Trucking Nation podcast page. And I'm going to throw this one in there because I just love it so much. If you'd like to see pictures of my new car, if you're into Mustangs and stuff, let me know on the Trucking Nation podcast page, and I'll be sure to put that stuff up for you. But Thank you so much for listening. And remember that you get what you get in this world, Truckin' Nation. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you soon. Bye, you guys.